Wikipedia.
Today is Monday, March 3rd, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, USS Congress, 1799. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another fascinating episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the depths of history, technology, and societal changes through the lens of Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're navigating through the waters of maritime history with the USS Congress, 1799. It's a tale of ingenuity, challenges, and the indomitable spirit that defined the early years of the United States Navy. The USS Congress isn't just any ship. It was a frigate that represented the burgeoning naval power of the young United States. Commissioned in 1799, Congress was one of the original six frigates authorized by the Naval Act of 1794. This vessel wasn't just a means of defense. It was a statement, a symbol of national resolve and technological prowess. Let's imagine the world in the late 18th century. The young American nation was still finding its feet post-revolution, and the high seas were rife with threats from powerful European navies and pirates. The decision to build a navy was fraught with challenges, but it also marked a pivotal moment when the U.S. declared its intent to protect and assert its independence on the global stage. What I find particularly interesting about the USS Congress is its design. Under the supervision of naval architect Joshua Humphreys, the ship epitomized innovation. Built at Portsmouth Naval Shipyard, New Hampshire, the Congress was crafted to endure the harshest conditions and to outlast its adversaries. Humphreys' designs gave birth to a vessel with exceptional speed and strength. But here's a thought. Can you imagine what it felt like to witness the launch of such a symbol of progress at the dawn of a new century? Now, let's explore its service history. The USS Congress played a vital role protecting American assets and interests. In its day, the Congress cruised the Caribbean and the Atlantic with the mission of safeguarding American merchant vessels, often under threat from privateers and pirates. During the quasi-war with France from 1798 to 1800, the USS Congress showed its mettle. Think about the geopolitical tension and the kind of decisions early naval commanders had to make. Navigating not just the open seas, but also complex international relationships and unexpected skirmishes. It's an era when moral compasses and political boundaries were constantly tested, a great reminder of how history often rhymes with current events. But it wasn't all triumph. The early years of the American naval force also faced numerous setbacks. For the USS Congress, one defining moment was the capture of American vessels that it could not protect. This raises a question. Did these incidents fuel the resolve to further strengthen naval capacities, or did it serve as a moment of reflection and reassessment for the naval policies in place? In 1811, the USS Congress was laid up in reserve, a testament to how naval technology and strategies evolved quickly. It's a point to ponder. How do we decide when a once vital piece of technology, like a ship, is ready to be retired? Each decision to decommission reflects a balance between historical nostalgia and the demands of progress. Today, the legacy of the USS Congress, 1799, is not in its remnants, as parts of the ship no longer exist, but in the stories and principles it embodied. This frigate was an early stepping stone towards a vision of a U.S. naval force capable of asserting its influence globally. A vision that, as history shows, was fully realized in subsequent decades and centuries. As we wrap up, consider how the story of the USS Congress resonates with current debates about defense strategies, technological advancement, and the balance of power. Are there parallels you can draw from the dilemmas and decisions made in the late 18th century to the challenges we face today in our own technological and societal landscapes? Before we conclude this voyage through time, I encourage you to explore more about early American naval history. Think about what legacy means in the realm of technology and national security. And ask yourself, how much of our modern world is built on the shared endeavors and challenges faced by those who came before us? Thank you for joining me on this historical journey. It's always a pleasure to dive deep into the stories that have shaped our world and to find new ways to connect the past with the present. Until next time on Wikipedia, keep questioning, keep exploring, and always steer towards knowledge. Safe travels, everyone.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, USS Congress, 1799. Thanks for listening. See you next time.